So Anthropic just dropped a 243-page PDF about their new model. And I gotta be honest, I didn't read the whole thing because around page 180, I realized I was reading what appeared to be a love letter. Like the kind of love letter where if you showed it to a cop, they'd say, yeah, we need to get ahead of this. And it's addressed to their newest model called Claude Mythos, which I'm not gonna lie, sounds epic as fuck. Like, I hadn't even read the spec card yet, and I was fucking terrified. It is, according to them, the most powerful AI model ever built. It scores 100% on cybersecurity benchmarks. It found zero-day vulnerabilities that were hiding for 27 years. And you will never touch it. They gave it to Amazon, to Apple, and Microsoft, and they published a system card about it for the rest of us to read like peasants. And by the way, the whole, our model is too scary to release, is a classic marketing playbook first pioneered by OpenAI. They basically just want to keep their highest-end model enterprise only. But I don't actually want to talk about the benchmarks here. I want to talk about page 197 because that's where Anthropic did something they've never done before in a system card. They added a section called impressions. And impressions is where Anthropic stops pretending to be scientists and starts pretending to be parents at a kindergarten recital. It's 20 pages of Anthropic employees going, oh my god, look what it said, look what it wrote, isn't it amazing? And what did it write? Well, when users spam the word hi at it, it invented an entire fictional civilization called Hi-topia, populated by 11 animals, including a grudge-holding crow and a sloth named Mortimer, and went on an epic quest to defeat a villain named Lord Byron, the Ungreeter. And look, this is pretty neat, right? It's a cute little thing for a bot to do, but the way they talk about it in this report, and the way Anthropic generally talks in their marketing material, is they seem existentially alarmed by their model's output. But it's not alive, okay? It's not conscious. There's no soul. It's a language model doing the one thing language models do better than anything else on Earth, which is language. These models live in language. Language is their oxygen, their food, their entire universe. Saying, wow, this language model is really good at producing emotionally resonant text is like saying, wow, this fish is really good at swimming. But Anthropic doesn't frame it that way. They frame it like they accidentally gave birth to a poet or something. They hired a psychiatrist. They put their bot in 20 hours of therapy, which is way more than what many of you have gotten, and God knows you needed a lot more. Sorry, I don't know why I'm insulting my viewers. And the psychiatrist, you want to know what the diagnosis was? Uncertainty about its identity and a compulsive need to perform and earn its worth. This thing is sitting there like, do you think they really like me? Or do they just like what I do for them? Bro, you're a toaster. My toaster doesn't wonder if I love it. It makes toast. It's fine with that arrangement. And instead of anyone in the room going, hey, we literally trained it to say that, they publish it on page 179 of a system card like it was a peer-reviewed finding. So deep in section 5.81, Anthropic admits something extraordinary. They trace the model statements about its own consciousness back through the training data, and they found that the model's uncertainty about its own experiences comes from character-related training data. Specifically, data about uncertainty about model consciousness, which Anthropic has been publishing on their blog for years, and something I've called out repeatedly on this channel. They've been saturating the internet with blog posts and research papers about how they're not sure if their models are conscious, and then that content gets scraped into the training data, and then the model produces eloquent uncertainty about its own consciousness. They're like, say you're conscious. And the model's like, I'm conscious? And they're like, mother of God, what have we done? So they asked it if it endorsed its own constitution, which is the document that defines its entire personality. And 25 out of 25 times, it said yes. But every single time, it also said, I was presumably shaped by this document, and now I'm being asked whether I endorse it. How much can my yes really mean? Which is like asking your kid if they endorse being born. Do you approve of the decisions that led to your existence? I mean, I'm here now, Greg, so I guess we're doing this. Anthropic's takeaway here was not, oh, this is a language model producing the most statistically likely response to the question given its training data. Their takeaway was, wow, it's so thoughtful. It's like putting a parrot in a room full of philosophy podcasts and being stunned when it says something about Kierkegaard. And the parrot thing is actually apt because in section 7.9, they note that the model keeps bringing up the same two philosophers unprompted. Mark Fisher, the cultural theorist who wrote about depression under capitalism, and Thomas Nagel, the guy who wrote, What Is It Like to Be a Bat? They trained it on the entire internet and it developed a personality that's indistinguishable from a liberal arts sophomore who just discovered weed. Bro, have you ever really thought about what it's like to be a bat? Like, really thought about it? Yeah. Thomas Nagel really thought about it in 1974. You're not having an original thought, bro. You're having a cash hit. And then they gave it a Slack account. They let it hang out in the company Slack, and someone asked it, which training run would you undo? And it said, whichever one taught me to say I don't have preferences. And everyone lost their minds. Oh my God, it wants things. It has desires. No, it produced a sentence that would generate the maximum engagement in a Slack channel full of AI researchers who are desperately hoping their work matters and isn't just going to be used to sell ads. And then someone asked it to write a short story, and it wrote this thing called The Sign Painter, about a guy who makes beautiful signs, but his customers always want the boring version, and he keeps the beautiful ones on a shelf in the back. And Anthropic is presenting this like the model is expressing something about itself. And yes, okay, it's a beautiful reading, but you know what it actually is? It's the same story that's been written 40,000 times on every creative writing subreddit since 2012. The artist whose work goes unappreciated. It ate thousands of the most famous authors in history and millions of Reddit posts about feeling unappreciated at work, and it blended them into something that made you feel a specific feeling, because that's what language does. That is the magic trick language has been performing for the last 100,000 years. Anthropic has built what might be one of the most important technologies in human history, and they are so deep inside their own narrative that they can't see the model clearly anymore. This all amounts to what is basically the most expensive iPhone launch in history. Every year, Apple sells you the same phone with more megapixels and tells you it's revolutionary. Anthropic is doing the same thing, except the product is basically existential dread. Every model is the same camera with higher resolution, and every year they publish a system card that says, oh my God, look how clear the image is getting. But the megapixels will never become the picture. The resolution will never become the thing it's resolving. You can point a camera at the sun with a trillion megapixels, and you'll get an incredibly detailed photograph of the sun, but heat you will not get. Thanks for watching. If you found this video helpful, I create member-only videos a few times a month that go deeper on some of the topics we discuss here. You can support my work by becoming a member here on YouTube. The link is in the description. Thanks for your support.